Katy Country 94 weather.
Hungry? Try the burger of the month at Plum Creek Restaurant in Beloit, which is the Hawaiian Cowboy, a fresh beef half-pound burger patty topped with Big Rick's barbecue sauce, bacon, and pineapple. Plum Creek has an updated menu that includes mouth-watering steaks, delicious sandwiches, a variety of different salads and hamburgers, plus Mexican dishes, wraps, and appetizers. And they have ice-cold beer and a full-service bar downstairs called the Down Under Bar, also known as the Dub. Plum Creek Restaurant and the Dub in downtown Beloit open evenings Monday through Saturday.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast.
A dense fog advisory remains in effect. Overcast with fog and spots early today,
with daytime highs approaching 39. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Overcast skies with fog and spots tonight, drizzle likely.
Lows level off around 31. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 36.
Kintu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Kintu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Kintu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
At Beloit Elementary School, we are respectful, responsible, and ready to learn. During the month of January, we will focus on the character trait of responsibility. Being responsible means you do what is expected of you with no excuses. Taking responsibility for the things you choose to do and the things you choose not to do. When you are responsible, you do the best you can do. When you do something wrong, you admit it and try to make it right. This is Tyler Clark representing Beloit Elementary School, where character counts.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture, also known as the USDA, Rural Development Kansas Director Christy Davis announced that rural development is investing $2.8 million in renewable energy projects to lower energy bills, boost energy production, and create jobs. Rural development is helping farmers, ranchers, and small businesses be a part of the clean energy economy and directly benefit from it, Director Davis said. These investments expand renewable energy infrastructure and save Kansans money on their energy costs that can be invested back into their businesses and communities. USDA Rural Development is awarding $2.8 million in Kansas for projects through the Rural Energy for America program, also known as REAP. The announcement is part of a larger national announcement that includes projects in 41 other states. There are various projects that are involving the state of Kansas. A few that are highlighted that you may be interested in. A $162,000 grant will help purchase and install a 175-kilowatt solar array for Board of Management LLC of Salina. This project is estimated to replace 237,000 kilowatt hours per year, enough energy to power 22 homes. Board of Trade Management currently has 4 employees. There are many other projects across the state, and you can read more about those projects on our website with this story, katycountry94.com. The Rural Energy for America program, REAP, provides grants and loans to help ag producers and rural small business owners expand their use of wind, solar, and other forms of clean energy and make energy efficiency improvements. These innovations help them increase their income, grow their businesses, address climate change, and lower energy costs for American families. USDA continues to accept REAP applications and will hold funding competitions quarterly through September of this year. The funding includes a dedicated portion for underused renewable energy technologies. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 60 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. January is Kansas Radon Action Month, and there'll be a free public presentation, Know Your Radon Risk, You can learn about your risk from radon in your home with the Post Rock Extension District coming up tomorrow, Friday, from noon to 1 p.m. at the First Bank of Beloit. A light lunch will be provided. If unable to attend in person, a virtual attendance option is available. To register, call 524-4432. Knights of Columbus Annual Free Throw Competition this Sunday, January the 28th at St. John's Gymnasium. Doors open at noon for registration. Competition starts at 1 o'clock. That's for boys and girls ages 9 through 14. And the Foundation for Future Generations will be hosting an educational community meeting coming up on Monday, January 29th from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Beloit High School Commons area regarding the upcoming school bond election on April the 18th. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
And Hilton remains flawless on the season. 12-0 inside this building. A big-time win for Iowa State.
Iowa State pulling away late in the second half for a 78-67 win over K-State on Wednesday night in Ames. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. Look at other college hoops. We'll look at local sports. We have our Athlete of the Week, a preview of high school hoops tonight. Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association rankings are out and the schedule for wrestling. And the Los Angeles Chargers have found their new coach, and it's a very popular and familiar name. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Beloit senior Bryce Beisner has been named the NCCastSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. He had an incredible week in helping the Beloit boys basketball team to a second-place finish at the Orange and Black Classic in Colby. Followed it up with a career night helping lead the Trojans back from a 12-point deficit with 2:22 left in a double overtime win over Sacred Heart Tuesday night. Three games last week at the Orange and Black Classic, Beisner averaged 18 points, 7.5 rebounds. He had 22 points on 11 of 11 free throw shooting in the championship loss to the Latham North. For his efforts, he was named to the all-tournament team with the Orange and Black Classic and also on the all-academic team. After the tough loss in the championship game, Beisner responded in a big way in the 88-77 win over Sacred Heart on Tuesday. He tallied career highs of 34 points and 13 rebounds, shooting 50% from the floor, 15 of 16 from the free throw line, including two free throws to tie the game after regulation and send it to overtime. Beisner has made 26 of his last 27 free throw attempts for the season. He's now averaging just under 18 points, 8.5 rebounds, and shooting 58% from the floor, 82% from the free throw line. Again, Bryce Beisner, the NCCastSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. You can read more on the website, and Beisner and the Trojans will be back in action tonight in a makeup doubleheader with Minneapolis. You can catch the games on Katie Country 94 and the Beloit Trojan Channel at NCCastSports.com. Pre-game coverage at 5:50, tip-off at 6 for the girls' game with the boys to follow. In the girls' contest, Minneapolis moved into the 3A rankings this week at number 10. They're 10-1 overall and 3-1 in the NCAA. Beloit is also 3-1 in the league and 8-4 overall. Lady Trojans coach Shauna Remus says her girls are ready for the matchup.
Our kids are super excited for this game. You know, we know what they do. They're going to put a lot of pressure. We've seen pressure, so, you know, that doesn't intimidate us this year. And then they just like to get up and down the floor, and they're very consistent with their offensive sets and what they like to do. And so it's going to be another grind. It's going to be another battle.
Following the girls' game, the Beloit boys 11-1, 4-0 in the NCAA against 2-9 and 1-3 Minneapolis. Beloit coach Ryan Eilert on the Lions.
They're a team that wants to control the game. You know, they're not going to want to get up and down. They're going to want to make it a low possession game, and we've got to find a way to not allow that to bother us. We've got to defensively make sure we're locked in, and then offensively we've got to continue to share the ball and knock down open shots. And if we can do that, I like our chances.
Again, it's Beloit at Minneapolis on KD Country 94 and NCCastSports.com tonight. I'll have the call with pregame at 5:50. High school hoops coverage will start around 5:15 tonight. We have the high school basketball locker room chats. Coaches of St. John's, Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Also tonight in high school hoops, Smith Center is hosting Republic County in makeup games. In wrestling, Beloit has a home duel with Riley County and Ellsworth starting at 5 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock, Smith Center is at Norton for an MCL duel. The newest Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association rankings are out for this week as well. Team-wise, Hoxie number 1, Smith Center's number 8 this week. Individually, Brogan Monty of Beloit is number 1 at 113 pounds and 3-2-1-A, number 2 in all-class rankings. Eli Franklin, number 2 and 3-2-1-A at 215. Number 5, all-class. Brody Boudreaux of Beloit's number 4 at 215 and 3-2-1-A. And Carson Montgomery at 285 for Smith Center is at 3rd place in the rankings this week and number 10 in the all-class rankings. And back at 3-2-1-A, 190 pounds, Luke Franklin of Smith Center ranked number 6. You can find the full rankings at NCKSSports.com. I started at the beginning of the sportscast after a tough start on Wednesday night in Ames. K-State fought back in the game in the second half, but in the end suffered a 78-67 loss to number 23 Iowa State in men's hoops. Cyclones held a 41-29 lead at half, but before the first media timeout, the Wildcats had cut the lead to three at 45-42. K-State tied the game on numerous occasions, but never took the lead. Tensions were already high and trailing 66-62 with 2 minutes left. David Gasson was called for a foul, and Jerome Tang immediately picked up a technical for the Wildcats. Iowa State's Milan Momcilovic made three free throws and on the next possession hit a three to put the Cyclones up 72-62, and the game was out of the reach from that point. At one point in the second half, K-State was called for a foul on 9 of 10 Iowa State possessions. Iowa State took advantage for the most part, making 27 free throws to 15 for K-State. Tang commented on the free throws and second half defense in the postgame.
Our second half defense was pretty good, you know. And I thought our first shot defense in the second half was really good. And for the most part, I thought we did a decent job on the glass. It's just impossible to defend the free throw line. And so that's what makes it difficult.
Arthur Kaluma led K-State with 16 points in the loss. They're now 14-5 and 4-2 in the Big 12. Iowa State is also 4-2 in the conference and 15-4 overall. Also Wednesday in men's hoops in the American Athletic Conference in a tight game, East Carolina took a 54-47 lead over Wichita State with 3 minutes left, held on for a 54-52 win. Shockers still winless in the AAC at 0-6, dropping to 8-11 overall with the loss. Harlan Beverly was the lone double-figure scorer with 18 points for WSU. Women's hoops Wednesday night, KU picked up a 60-58 home win over Iowa State. Samaya Nichols led Kansas with 16 points. Akiyah Franklin and Yvette Mayberry each scored 13. KU 10-9, 3-5 of the Big 12. Iowa State dropped to 12-6 and 6-2 in the league. For a full look at the conference scores from Wednesday, visit Big12Sports.com. Finally, in sports, after leading his alma mater, Michigan, to the national title in college football, Jim Harbaugh is headed back to the NFL. He heads back to the same state he was at before moving back to the college game. He'll be the coach of the L.A. Chargers. Harbaugh coached the 49ers from 2011 to 14, led them to the NFC Championship game his first three seasons with a Super Bowl appearance in 2012, losing to the Ravens, 44-19-1 NFL record. His deal with the Chargers is said to be for 5 years. You can read more at NFL.com. Do have one quick programming note before we wrap this sportscast. If you missed it this morning on the Sports Ticket, we were joined by Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. A recap of KU's win over Cincinnati earlier this week and a preview of the Iowa State contest coming up on Saturday. If you missed it, you can go back and listen to it on our Sports Ticket podcast at katycountry94.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader, North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.